Alaskans, we're still dealing with a pandemic. Longer nights and seasonal affective disorder don't make it any easier. We encourage you to take care of both your mental and physical health this winter. Get outside, enjoy traditional foods, connect with your community, and keep your body moving. Let's take care of ourselves and each other.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. At this year's Alaska Federation of Natives Convention, sponsors of a ballot initiative took the opportunity to say their piece on why tribal recognition in the state is long overdue. Multiple attempts to pass a bill through the Alaska legislature were unsuccessful. A tribal recognition bill was passed this year in the House, but it never went to a vote in the Senate. Chat Yaish Richard Peterson is the president of the Central Council Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska. He's also one of the initiative sponsors.
That did come forward from Representative Tiffany Zolkowski to recognize tribes couldn't make it because they were unable to really just get their business done. We thought it was better just let's put this in the hands of the people.
The initiative would not give tribes any new power since they're sovereign. Instead, the initiative aims to have the state acknowledge that sovereignty. Co-sponsor Law Gwinai, Liz Medicine Crow, says the relationship between the state and tribes needs to be solidified into law. Otherwise, tribes are caught in the middle of politics of the administration.
The state of Alaska has too often used our native communities and our tribes as a political hot potato.
The state and tribes already work together in a government-to-government capacity with tribal compacts. The state has a compact in child welfare that allows tribes to take charge in providing their own child welfare services. During AFN, Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy spoke about creating tribal compacts in education.
I was very excited to hear that Governor Dunleavy is supportive of a government-to-government relationship with tribes. That's what this ballot initiative concretes and puts into law. We need to have that in order so that it is not just formal, but it is forever.
To make it on next year's ballot, the initiative needs more than 36,000 signatures within a year after being approved. The Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation's original territories in southern Wisconsin, northern Illinois, and northwest Indiana. Now the tribe hopes to reclaim land, as Trip J. Krause reports.
Currently, there's no recognized Native reservations in Illinois, but that doesn't mean there isn't one. Advocates say a reservation established in the early 1800s was never dissolved. Now federal legislation introduced in the U.S. Senate would reaffirm the reservation and the tribal sovereignty status of a tribe displaced more than 150 years ago. Joseph Zeke Rupnick is the chairman of the Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation, currently based in what is now Kansas.
We're kind of on a good path. We got both Republican and Democrat support on this, so I'm hoping that we'll get this passed and get this settled.
The Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation signed the Treaty of Prairie du Chien in 1829, which reserved land in northwest Illinois for Chief Chaudenay and the band. Indian removal policies in the 1830s forced many indigenous people from their traditional territories, and several tribes in the area relinquished millions of acres more with the Treaty of Chicago in 1833. But the treaty never affected the Chaudenay land. The Federal Non-Intercourse Act says that only Congress has the power to dissolve or extinguish Indian land title, but Congress never did it in this case.
And because Congress never extinguished that title, either by treaty, the Treaty of Chicago in 1833, nor have they done since then technically that is still recognized as federal Indian country.
The bill also would relinquish the Indian title to the previous reservation land. The U.S. Senate bill has been referred to the Committee on Indian Affairs. For National Native News, I'm Trip J. Krause.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Smithsonian's National Museum of the American Indian, presenting a virtual talk with acclaimed glass artist Preston Singletary on his work with Northwest Coast and Tlingit imagery, starting December 1st at americanindian.si.edu. Support by the National Indian Child Welfare Association. You can stand with NICWA to protect Native children and keep them connected to their family, community, and culture. Information on NICWA and how you can help at NICWA.org.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.